Now, time to welcome into the studio my friend and cohort, Mr. Mark Swartzentruber, is here for this week's Vintage Delight. Tell us about it.
Yes. Today we're going to hear Wilhelm Furtwängler conducting the Vienna Philharmonic in a performance of Brahms' Variations on a Theme of Haydn.
Now, Furtwängler is this towering figure over 20th century conducting. He's one of the greats.
Well, I think he's the greatest.
That's no mean claim, Mark.
Well, him and Toscanini, although they're quite different.
Yeah.
I put him right up there with anyone else. I mean, Toscanini and Furtwängler for me are the tops, but very different from each other. Furtwängler, much more romantic than Toscanini.
Well, we'll talk a bit more about how he came to occupy that great position in 20th century conducting. But tell us a bit about the man, who he was, where he came from. What was the background?
Well, he was born in 1886 into a prominent Berlin family. His father was an archaeologist and his mother was a painter. His childhood, he grew up in Munich, where his father taught at the university there. He had a strong musical education from an early age and developed a love of Beethoven and the German composers.
And what made him then desperate in his desire to become a conductor? Was that something that he wanted to do from a very early age?
He thought of himself primarily as a composer and took up conducting so that he could conduct his own works, but very quickly realised that that was not the way to get ahead in the world. I don't think his early compositions were terribly well received, and certainly he knew he wasn't going to be able to make a living doing that.
So what was it about Furtwängler's style, his approach to an orchestra, that makes his conducting so unique?
Well, his conducting technique was unlike anyone else before or since. I mean, it was almost a non-technique. He didn't give any precise cues whatsoever with his hands. He didn't really conduct downbeats or beats at all. He would sort of wave his fingers around, wave his hands around in a rather aimless way.
Wouldn't immediately then connect that with greatness in terms of conducting. So what was it then that he got to the very core of in music?
Well, what he did was he inspired, he was interested in a deeper sort of expression. He wanted to get to the core of what the music was all about, and he didn't want precision to get in the way of that, I suppose. So by being rather imprecise, I would say precisely imprecise in the way that he conducted, he forced the musicians to listen to each other in a different way.
What is it then that he brings out in this recording of these musicians? These are the musicians of the Vienna Philharmonic. What's their reputation for playing? What is it that Furtwängler brings?
Furtwängler was very interested in the overall orchestral colour, or what you might call the ensemble sonority, and he really favoured a kind of bass-heavy sound. He liked the sound of the double basses and the low brass, and I think he really does bring out tremendously characteristic qualities in the winds and the brass in this performance.
Great, well, let's hear it now. Brahms' Variations on a Theme of Haydn, a recording made in 1949, the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler.
Thank you.
Authentic crackle there of a very beautiful recording from 1949, the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler, and Brahms' Variations on a Theme of Haydn.
And I think we can hear there the spontaneous flexibility that Furtwängler tried to bring out of the orchestra. I mean, he wasn't interested in the printed notes of the score as a final statement of a composer's intention. He regarded the notes more as a symbol of an imaginative conception. I think we've got something there.
The thing that also struck me on listening was that one associates Brahms with deep orchestral textures. And as you said, that was something Furtwängler was very, very keen to bring out. But what also strikes you is the sense of sparkle and energy that he brings to Brahms.
Well, I talked about his vague conducting technique. But when you watch films of Furtwängler, you can see that the hands and the arms are very doing undefined gestures. But the center of the body is really quite tight. He's very rhythmical in the center of his body, so he's projecting something a little bit deeper than a superficial precision.
Just to give this recording a little more context, a recording made in 1949, this is just after the war, during which time Furtwängler had had, I suppose you could say, a deeply tempestuous time.
Well, he stayed in Nazi Germany, probably out of a very sincere but naive conviction that German musicians should stay in Germany, and he felt that he was keeping, for the German people, that he was keeping music alive there.
He certainly suffered for that decision, though.
Yes,
he did.
Afterwards. In the same year of this recording, 1949, he accepted the position of principal conductor of the Chicago Symphony, but the orchestra was forced to rescind the offer because prominent artists like Vladimir Horowitz, Arthur Rubinstein, Isaac Stern said that they would no longer perform with Chicago if Furtwängler was their music director.
So what saved his career then?
I think it was probably a large part due to Yehudi Menuhin, who recognized Furtwängler's qualities and chose to go with his musicianship rather than with his political reputation.
So 49, obviously an incredibly interesting turning point in Furtwängler's career.
Yes, and I think what we can hear in the later recordings is a kind of man who's been through an awful lot.
Great to catch up with you as always, Mark. A lovely choice. Thank you very much indeed. Mark Swartz and Truba, our Raider of the Lost Archive. Thanks.